Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John McClain, the Hall of Famer.
And I'm bad to the bone.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, Ron, the show. Hughley's out. Wade Smith is in. And we are joined by NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. John, how you doing, man?
Well, I'm at Caesar's Palace with Gary and Kelly Horn, betting on all kinds of games, which I never do any other time of the year. We won on Arkansas last night, Baylor today. We've got TCU, Texas. I lost on U of H. I took the Cougars in 18.5, and I trusted this Aggie expert who assured me, his name will not be mentioned, that the Aggies would win by at least 8. That cost me $100. Somebody said Jimbo must be coaching the basketball team, too.
It does piss me off.
But yeah, it does me, too. And so it's been a lot of fun. Gary Horn comes out here more than Wayne Newton, and he's always said, you got to come for the first round of the tournament. So we're here. We're having a blast. And good luck to the Hogs and the Aggies. Oops, never mind.
Damn, John. That was uncalled for right there. That hurt.
Tyler, how are you? I didn't bring you up.
Oh. Hey, John, did you take Texas A&M Corpus Christi and the points, man? Did you take those Island Boys?
No, I did not. Only man. Team from Texas I did not take was A&M Corpus Christi.
Damn. Hey, John, tell Gary Kelly we said hello. We always good seeing him out and about. I hope he's listening to getting better tips than you are.
He doesn't pay any attention to me. He's got his own system, and that system, based on where we're sitting, the best seats in the sports book with thousands of people, we're right there in the middle. I think you can tell Gary Horn has got a lot of connections at Caesars.
Yeah, I can tell you from experience. There was about a 4-year run where me and a bunch of my buddies would go out there, and this was just a couple of years ago. It took everything we had in our pocket to get one of them old bar top, 4-top tables just around the outside. Y'all must be spending that good coin. John, let's jump into some of this Texans news or lack thereof. The Denzel Perryman two-day workout, if you will, visit, whatever you want to call it. No news, I'm assuming, is good news at this point in time. But what do you expect to hear from linebacker Denzel Perryman and the Houston Texans?
I don't know if they're going to sign the guy. If they do, he certainly doesn't move the needle. I like the trade for Shaq Mason. Love the signing of Jimmy Ward because Ward – I talked to people in the 49ers organization, and they really liked him. Said he's a great leader. He'll be good in the locker room, the sideline games. He'll be great for Jalen Petrie and Derek Stingley Jr. I love Case Keenum coming back to mentor the rookie quarterback. I'm guessing Case's career will go from Texans, his third tour here, to coaching, depending on what level where he wants to coach. And I think they've done better lately. Sheldon Rankin, and I think him and Hassan Ridgeway will provide some depth in the rotation, the interior defensive line. But they still need more help up front, inside and outside, as you guys know.
Now, John, there's still a glaring need at the center position on the offensive line right now. They re-signed Scott Quisenberry, but We saw how that went last year. You'd like to upgrade to at that position. Is there somebody on the market right now, a free agent, that you think could fit for the Texans, or you think that's something they're going to hit up in the draft?
Wade, I thought that would be one of the first positions that Nick Caserio addressed and spent some money. But those guys are re-signing, and I'm thinking now, even though they're going to have a rookie quarterback, you'd think it'd be better to have a veteran center. I think if they were going to get one, they would have already done it. No more of these stop gaps. And it's a pretty good draft for centers. And the best is John Michael Smith from Minnesota. And I don't know that he'd be available there when they pick in the second round. But if they take a quarterback at two, and I think he'll trade down from 12 and he'll end or take a defensive lineman. And then it would come to their pick in the second round if he were there or another center that they liked a lot, thinking they could have that center at least 5 years, maybe longer. I'd love to see them fortify the line because it doesn't matter what receivers you bring in. If you cannot run the ball and protect the quarterback, you're spinning the wheels. So I'm guessing, Wade, that center is going to be a rookie.
John, what's your thoughts on one guy that Smitty and I have thrown back and forth the last couple of days in the free agent market is Mecole Hardman. Do you think that's a guy that – we've heard D'Amico Ryans talk about checking the ball down to explosive players, getting the ball underneath to explosive players, handing the ball. I mean, he's an explosive player. I don't know to what degree, but he's out there. It is possible. Do you think that's a guy that the Texans could potentially be looking at?
Maybe, but if Andy Reid doesn't want somebody, then I'm very leery of him because he's all about speed and explosiveness, and it's not like he's overrun with those kind of receivers. And we saw Hardman do some damage to the Texans in 2019, that playoff lead. They choked at Arrowhead Stadium. But they don't need any more Robert Woods. They need the speed, and you get good value on receivers starting in the second round of the draft. It's not a great year. And maybe they take one with the 12th pick. I don't know. But they have got to continue to build wide receiver and the offensive line with the center and the defensive line. Those should be their main objectives. And based on everything D'Amico Ryans said, when they get wide receivers, those guys got to block. If there's one out there that can't block and doesn't block with ferocity, then they're not going to take them. And then they got to get the yak because we can look at the 49ers and see what type of player they want, same kind of players they had with Gary Kubiak and his offense. And I think if they pass up a receiver we like, it's because they don't do those things.
John, Adam Schefter came out yesterday and said that the Carolina Panthers traded up to one so that they can draft Bryce Young. Are you buying that report from Adam Schefter, or do you think this is posturing on the behalf of the Carolina Panthers?
Wade, you know this is the lion time, and so he may ultimately be right. What I don't see is Frank Reich, who's had tall quarterbacks his whole career, 6'5", Phillip Rivers, 6'6", Nick Foles, 6'5", Carson Wentz, 6'4", Andrew Luck, the shortest regular starter, Jacoby Brissett at 6'3", the shortest is 6'2", Sam Ehlinger, and he wasn't a starter. And so would he do all that to get a guy that's 5'10", and an 8"? Maybe that'll ultimately be true, but there's so much more to do in the scouting process. And it wouldn't – I'm at to a point after the combine and listening to NFL people I trust, it doesn't matter to me whether it's Young or Stroud as long as they get one of those two quarterbacks. But there's no way they've told Adam Schefter at this point, this is who we're taking.
John, Nick Caserio is joining our morning show, Payne and Pendergast. He's joining them Monday morning at 7:30. What do you expect to hear from Nick Caserio? Obviously, the draft right on the corner. They're in the middle of free agency. What do you expect for him to bring to the show and ultimately to the fans?
I think Nick will talk a lot and say nothing. That's the way he's mastered that. He's been that way since
he got here. He's good at it, ain't he?
He's sure very good at it. And he learned from the master, Bill Belichick, but he's a better talker than Belichick. Because Belichick chooses to be the way he is. If you have a conversation with Bill Belichick, he's one of the most interesting people I've ever known, but he shields himself with the media. And so I think Nick's going to talk about why he signed Case Keenum, made the trade for Mason, and everybody's going to like those deals, Jimmy Ward. And then he'll shine some light on some of these other guys that we've never heard of and don't know how they would fit in. The one thing I would want to know, I thought that he would make a splash with one or two players, sign people to come in and start immediately, and we'd go, wow, that was a great move. And I'd like to know why he's treated free agency like he did the last 2 years with those short contracts.
John, going around the NFL a little bit, apparently there's a report out there that the Snyders have moved out of their offices over there in Washington, and hearing other things I heard earlier in the show that maybe Tillman Fertitta might be somebody that might want to buy the Commanders. What are your thoughts on the Snyder situation and Tillman Fertitta potentially being the owner of the Washington Commanders?
They cleared out the facility, all their stuff, in December. It just now got out on Pro Football Talk, maybe day before yesterday. But that happened a while ago. Tillman put in a bid for $5.5 billion. According to estimates, Tillman's worth now is over $8 billion, and he's in the running. They said of the bids that were put in at the time, which might have been 3 weeks ago, a month ago, his was the best. Now, we don't know if Jeff Bezos is involved because he owns the Washington Post. Snyder hates the Washington Post. But there's a group up there, two guys, Josh Harris, who owns the Sixers, and the Devils, Daryl Morey and Ted Brown, work for him. And he brought in a guy from D.C., a billionaire named Mitchell Rales. And they're local guys, and they're considered the favorites. But I tell you what, if Tillman were to get that team, they build a statue of him, give him a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. Everybody in the NFL would love him because, ding dong, the witch is dead. Now, one thing to consider, the NFL requires 30% equity. That's a lot of money. When you 30% liquid. In other words, you got to have the cash available. You cannot borrow more than $1 billion to pay on your franchise. That's a lot of cash. But the league has made special provisions, and everybody I've talked to says if there's an owner they like Fertitta or Rails / Harris, they will make provisions that change the rules to allow them to get that team, get them in, and get Snyder out. Can you imagine how popular the new owner of the Washington Commanders is going to be? The politicians will say, now, where do you want this new stadium? Just tell us.
John, how quick, you've been a part, you've been covering the league for 40 plus years, man. You've seen maybe not this exact type of situation, but you've seen franchises change hands. How long do you expect something like this to take?
The owners have their meetings in Phoenix at the end of the month. I'll be there. They want to have the deal, if not signed, sealed, and delivered. They want to have everything ready to tell them about. They don't want to have to call a special meeting. And it sounds like that they're talking about this being imminent, and it could be done by the end of the month. I doubt all the I's will be dotted, the T's will be crossed by then, but it's pretty obvious right now. Daniel Snyder, who wanted $7 billion, who might have to settle for 5.5 to 6, which is more than the Broncos' record, $4.65 billion. He's going to sell the franchise he bought in 1999. Before he bought that team, the NFL approached a guy who had been vetted by the finance committee, and he told him he'd wanted a team for quite a while, and they called him and said, we would love for you to buy this franchise. Are you interested? And he said, nope, I'm waiting on the expansion franchise in Houston because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to get it, and that would have been Bob McNair.
John, what is a 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers worth in a trade? Looks like right now the Jets and the Packers are kind of in a standstill, that they're trying to negotiate back and forth on compensation on the trade. What is Aaron Rodgers worth?
Wade, you know, they should have had this worked out when they allowed Woody Johnson and his people to fly cross country to 49 to California and interview Rodgers. They should have known what it was going to be. Both are waiting for the other one to blink. It'll get done. And because Aaron Rodgers is just 1 year removed from being a two years in a row MVP, I'd take a number one draft choice for sure and try to get more. I would not do it for less than a one, because before he went off the rails and started going on darkness retreats and trying to look like Nicolas Cage in Con Air. He was a fairly normal guy, and he told people he wanted to play till the mid-40s like Brady. So if he does, although he's going to wear out his welcome with them like he did the Packers, if he continues all this gobbledygook every year, but I wouldn't trade him for less than a one.
All right, John, for less than a one. I got you. That'd be a tough move. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you joining us as always. And good luck out there in Vegas. And look, man, just quit taking betting advice from them old degenerate gamblers that don't ever win anything.
I'll do that. Clint, Wade, Tyler, thank you guys very much as always. And Pig Suey and Sikkim Bears.
Come on, baby.
What happened to Go Tigers Go, baby? What's going on?
No, Go Tigers Go.
There you go.
I forgot. Sorry.
Damn.
Thank you.
All right, John. Be good, man.
Good night.
Be good, John. What the hell is John McClain doing at the owners' meeting, by the way? What's he? You think he's just out there hanging, waiting for a little news to break, or what?
Of course he is. That's what John McClain does. He's always in the mix.
Look, John McClain done turned it up a little bit since him and Mattress Mac done linked up.
I mean, think about it though. You have access to wherever you want to go when you're dealing with Mattress Mac.
It seems like McClain done, because you know we always hear Lopez and McClain talk about them old Houston Chronicle days when the Chronicle was just printing money and them boys had an expense report through the roof, could do whatever the hell they wanted to.
Yeah,
I think McClain done landed on another one of them.
Yeah.
Hey, he ain't got an answer for
nothing.
Ain't worried
about it. No, go ahead.
Oh, you forgot. You didn't bring the receipt. Don't worry about it, man. Go ahead. We'll figure that later.
Yeah.
My accountant will figure that one
right
there.
Put that on your tab. You good. I got you.
Come on, man. Good. Gosh, it sounds like he's got it going on. Well, Tyler, I hate that you gave him that piss poor advice on that betting on them Aggies.
Yeah, I do too, but he ain't hurting. He'll be all right.
That's a good point. To hell with it, man. You just take another shot at tequila, man. How you feeling in there, Bo?
I'm feeling good, man. I don't feel bad today. I just a little foggy brain.
Just a little foggy brain? Well,
just down in some water.
Look, when you start the tequila that early and then your team plays like that, boy, it's hard to not be a tad bit foggy.
Kidding, man. Watching that game made me drink more.
See, what's your tequila of choice, man?
Espolón.
Espolón.
That's normally my go-to.
Is it Añejo?
Nah, he's shooting that clear stuff.
Yeah.
He's shooting it, though. Smitty, he's old school shooting it. I mean, there ain't no – do you even get it chilled?
I get it chilled with a lime. I don't like the salt. Chilled with a lime.
He ain't tasting it. He ain't sipping that tin. I mean, there ain't no
right
color
down
in
the
it.
Gullet.
It's just pouring it right down the old drain.
Shooting, ain't sipping.
Oh, man. Ain't no doubt, man. It don't matter what kind. You ought to be drinking that whale stuff. You gonna do that?
Oh, hell no.
Come on, you had maroon money. You ain't drinking that whale stuff in a long time, huh? Oh. All right, we got great news on the Astros front, folks. Great news. You've been waiting for this news. You're gonna love it. We'll have that for you and we'll discuss next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron, the show, Hughley's out. Wade Smith is in, and damn it, I better give some tickets away, man. I'm taking bullets from all angles here.
Yeah, about that folks, time, baby.
The guys in the studio with me, man, they want us to give some stuff away, man. They just don't feel right if we don't give some stuff away damn near every hour. Here it is, man, ticket giveaway right here. Four pack of tickets to the Final Four Fan Fest.
Yes, Final Four Fan Fest.
All right, there's an A right there. I didn't know if he's trying to be funny or what. It's a four pack of tickets to the Final Four Fan Fest. Right now, be caller number four, 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Caller number four, you will win a four-pack of tickets to the Final Four Fan Fest at George R. Brown Convention Center on March the 31st. Look at that. You can go watch him Astros opening day on the 30th, and then you can turn around and go watch or go hang out at a little Fan Fest, Final Four Fan Fest, March 31st. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be down here in the city. I got some buddies coming through that do a lot of work, obviously, with college basketball. They'll all be in the city. And I'm looking forward to enjoying all of the festivities around the Final Four for that. What is that? How long? It's got to be at least seven, eight, 10 days, right, of folks being down here ramping up for the Final Four?
No question. Listen, Houston does a good job of putting on major events like the Super Bowl, March Madness. The way they built that George R. Brown Convention Center area over there, there's so many restaurants and stuff. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a lot of people around down there. And then when you couple the fact that opening day with the Astros is going to be around that same time, downtown's going to be popping.
Yeah, yeah. Until I just saw that date, and I was correcting myself earlier on that March 30 date of opening day for Major League Baseball and the Astros, I didn't realize they were neck and neck like that. You're right. That's going to be a good time. A bunch of those Final Four folks that are coming in, whoever that may be, boy, you might want to get on them Astros opening day tickets. You might want to hang out in Edo right there on the 30th. That's for damn sure, because it's a good time. Y'all ever been down there on opening day in Edo, right there by Minute Maid Park?
Not on opening day, but definitely been down there in Edo for various games, whether it's baseball or soccer over there. They got the little – I can't think of the name of the place right now, but my guy that
I can see it. The place, Tyler, where you passed out on the crapper.
Oh, I was there
first
last
pitch,
night.
Pitch,
McIntyre's.
Pitch 25.
There you go,
like
something like that.
Oh, I do like pitch 25, but I didn't pass out on that toilet.
which toilet was the one you passed out on?
Well, first of all, I didn't really pass out at all on any toilet. I was at McIntyre's one night, and I went into the bathroom, and it was a slow night. It was the middle of the week. I go into the bathroom. It's probably 11:30, midnight. Bars stay open till typically 2, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I come out of the bathroom after taking care of some business.
He was in there for a little bit.
I was dookieing. So after I dookie, I come out of the bathroom. Bro, there was nobody in the bar. The lights were off. They had shut the thing down because it was such a slow night, I guess.
What time was it, though? How long were you in the bathroom?
That's right.
I wasn't in there. I mean, I was in there. Look, I'm not a quick pooper like Clint Sterner is. I'm not. But I wasn't in there forever. I was in there probably, I don't know, 10, 12, maybe at most 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
And then I walk out and I'm just like, damn.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I've been in a lot of bars at closing time. I ain't never seen that sucker shut down in 12 minutes.
I'm just saying. Hey,
you went in there.
I bet
you
Tyler was scared too. He's like, "Wait a minute, where'd everybody go?"
I was like,
"In the rapture club."
Everyone get raptured, and I got left behind. Dang!
I'm just telling you. See, Smitty's thinking the same
with
thing.
The man upstairs.
I love your brother, I love a good story, but this is a hill I'm gonna die on. You passed out in that crapper and then woke up about an hour later. Your friends left you.
I'm a professional, Clint. I have a good time, but I'm a professional. I ain't gonna pass out on a crapper.
Fair. I'm just telling you, that's a tough story to follow without some kind of nap being taken in the middle of it. All right, the Astros, we got good news, great news. We've been waiting on this damn news. Wherever Ron the Show Ugly is in Chicago right now, I hope he's checked his phone and saw this news, because I know he's going to feel better about it. Yordan Alvarez has been spotted. Chandler Rome tweeted about this a little earlier. There's actually a video of it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've heard the crack of the bat, if you will. Yordan Alvarez took batting practice on the field, in the cage, today for the first time this spring. So, it's great news to see days before opening day. I don't know if that's enough for him to get back into, to ramp up and get back into game shape or not. I would think so, but nonetheless, as an Astros fan, it feels really good to see the big fella back in action, back on the field, not in terms of taking batting practice, not being hampered to any degree. Now, Smitty, we just wait and hope that there's not another report of some kind of soreness that surfaces after him swinging a bat again.
Yeah, this is one of those things where it's a sign that he's going to be back sooner than later, and you don't want to start off the season with him not in the lineup for a significant period of time. And so by him starting this process now, ramping up, you got to think that he'll be ready in the next few weeks. And if he's ready in the next few weeks, that means he's not missing that many games, and he can get back out there and continue to dominate the league like he has since he's stepped foot into it.
Big shout out to Eastside Anthony. Anthony on the East Side winning that four pack of tickets to the Final Four Fan Fest. We might run into you down there, brother. Congrats. Appreciate you listening and supporting and calling in and staying plugged into Sports Radio 610. Also on that Astros front, Smitty, we got more good news than I expected, if I'm being completely honest with you. I'll go back to yesterday's game. And I've said this from jump. Any time that Abreu goes out there and is raking at the plate, I feel better about Yuli not being an Astro, damn it. I'm speaking with my heart, maybe, but at the end of the day, Abreu, 3-for-4, home run, a double, and 2 RBIs yesterday. He's swinging the bat really, really well once again. That's yesterday. And then you get to the game that was played a little earlier today after Alvarez was spotted taking BP on the field. Jeremy Pena, man. Jeremy Pena, he only had 8 at-bats, Smitty, in the World Baseball Classic while he was gone. He returns to the Astros today, first action back. My man hit 2 home runs and a single. It seems like he's picking up right where he left off.
No question about it. You go, 3-for-4, 3-for-5, whatever it was, 2 home runs, single, 444-foot home run. Ooh. Hey, he's raking. I guess those biceps that y'all been talking about that you're seeing.
McLean saw him in the Shire.
Oh, did he?
He said he saw him coming out of the shower. I was like, damn, whoa, McLean, easy.
John McLean doesn't mince words here.
Yeah, as an ex-player, that was something that we always knew that the reporters would do. They'd be checking us out, and is what it is, I guess you could say. But, Pena, I tell you what, man, that dude started off the year hot last year, and he kind of cooled off a little bit towards how the season started to progress, but then he got back on track, and he was amazing in the playoff run and became the MVP. Now he's just picking off where he left off, man, and I'm excited for him. And it's just, you mentioned it earlier about Yuli. The Astros have just figured out a way of losing a guy like a fan favorite like a George Springer and just keeping on moving. Yep. You lose a Correa, you keep on moving. Now you're losing a Yuli, the same thing. And so trust the process. You know you're not going to feel so great about some of the guys that are having to leave because they're fan favorites and they're winning championships and all that has to do with it. But I tell you what, man, they're replacing them with guys that are great dudes and great players as well. And so that's why the Astros continue to be competing for World Series each and every year.
One thing that I always learned about, I always loved about Jeremy Pena was from day one, the look in his eyes. It was that no moment was going to be too big. He was ready for the moment, and boy, did that not prove to be very, very, very true, very accurate. The other thing is that low and away off-speed pitch that had his number last year. I hope he corrects that and gets that right as we get ready for this next season.
Yeah.
Also today on the mound, another young player that I think we need to keep tabs on throughout spring training. Hunter Brown, 4 innings, 1 run. That's back-to-back solid outings for Hunter Brown after I think March 12th he went 3 perfect innings with 3 strikeouts. I think he went 4 innings, 1 run. No walks, and I think he had 4 strikeouts today. So Hunter Brown, another really, really solid outing for the Astros. So Yordan Alvarez back in the cage swinging the bat. Jeremy Pena back in the box swinging the stick in a big, big way with 2 bombs and a single. Hunter Brown back on the bump, back-to-back outings looking really, really good and assuming or appearing to be rounding into shape as they get closer to opening day in 13 days. I can't wait for opening day. It's always a blast. All right, let's catch him up on some of his college basketball. We got a couple of games right here, March Madness. We got a couple of games in the tourney coming down to the wire. We almost had a bracket buster a little bit earlier in the day. Smitty, let's get them all caught up on college basketball and make sure everybody knows about the big game tomorrow, which we know is. It's them Razorbacks and them Jayhawks. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody can get on this Razorback train. I'll take you, baby. We will.
We'll see y'all Saturday.
Yes, right, Ma. Tell them. We'll catch up.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron, the show, Hughley is out. Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, is in. My man T. Mill is in there on the ones and twos. And we've got, obviously, we got action. A couple of games in the tourney coming down to the wire. You got Pittsburgh, Iowa State. Pittsburgh, 11 seed, over a 6 seed. They're up 46-30. Down the stretch in 5 minutes left in the second, little over 5 minutes left in the second. NC State and Creighton, another 11 seed versus 6 seed, 53-56. That's a tight ball game. And then at halftime, you got Iona, 13 seed, and UConn, 4 seed. We also got some, Smitty, we got some games that have gone final today. Marquette, 78 over Vermont, 61. In this Marquette game, Cam Jones scores 18 consecutive points, Smitty.
He's on fire.
Yeah, you think so?
He's heating up.
If it had been a video game, he'd damn sure had flames around his feet, no doubt about it. Here's what that sounded like in that Vermont Marquette game. 18 straight points for Cam Jones.
Jones comes away with it. Cam Jones feeling it. 2 more. Unbelievable. He has taken over this game out of nowhere. He scored the last 18 points for Marquette.
He has taken over this game out of nowhere. 18 straight points. Hey, good for him, but even better, I mean, you talk about a smart team. You get a guy that's on fire, feed him. Don't you? There's nothing worse than that guy that you got somebody on fire and then he just takes the ball and dribbles it around and throws up some ill-advised shot when you got a guy over there that's open that's just hotter than a firecracker.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about March Madness, man. A lot of people become household names, guys that you really never heard of before, schools that you've never seen play. They come out here and ball out, and then all of a sudden everybody knows about Cam Jones. That's the cool thing about the tournament.
My Baylor Bears, how y'all doing out there? Baylor Bears 74 over UC Santa Barbara 56 in that 3-14 matchup. Kennesaw State, this is a game that was earlier in the day as we were doing our crosstalk within the loop, man. At Kennesaw State, a 14 seed, 67. Xavier, a 3 seed, 68. Kennesaw State had the ball with 12 seconds left, down one, 67-68. Appeared to have gotten fouled two or three times before giving the ball back to Xavier, and Xavier hitting a couple of free throws and stretching that thing out to 72-67. Xavier, the 3 seed, ends up winning, Smitty, but that was a hell of a finish. Kennesaw State really, ultimately, should have been shooting free throws to tie or win that ball game.
Yeah, they would have been down by one with the opportunity to take two free throws and tie it up and then possibly take the lead. Didn't work out that way for them, so Kennesaw State is out. Their Cinderella attempt at a Cinderella run is over, and Xavier moves on, surviving events.
VCU, a 12 seed, 51 over a 5 seed, St. Mary's, 63. Michigan State, a lot of folks thought USC was going to upset Michigan State in the first round. They don't get it done. 7 seed, Michigan State, 72 over 10 seed, USC, 62. That's a 10-point dub right there by Michigan State. Let's check this bracket real quick, Smitty, and give some second round matchups here in the state. Baylor, they await the Creighton NC State winner, which again, that's an 11-6 game. It's a tight ball game, 5-point ball game right now with 3 minutes to go. Baylor will face the winner of Creighton NC State in the second half. As we run down through it, Kansas, Arkansas. I don't want to forget about that guy, that matchup
don't
right there.
Forget about that one.
We're going to talk about that one right there in a minute. Penn State, Texas. So the Longhorns will get a shot at Penn State, who knocked off Texas A&M last night. Tyler, you gave some bad advice and had a rough night with that game right there, didn't you, Bub?
Man, it was. It was completely rough. Beginning to end, just as Landry would say, it was an assing. Whatever you want to call it, it was bad.
Fair. For those that didn't watch that game, I don't care what the seeds are, and I'd love to come in here and give Tyler a tough time on this game right here. Penn State had the best player on the floor. Penn State had the best shooter on the floor. And Penn State as a team, they clearly were on fire, and A&M was struggling finding the game that they had late in the season and that they had in the SEC championship. You can argue, and I was just jiving with Tyler. He's been hitting me on this A&M because A&M beat up on Arkansas a couple of times this year. You can argue that Texas A&M was fatigued from making a run to the final, the SEC championship game. They'd have been better off losing early, getting rest, and coming into the big dance locked and loaded with Penn State. Penn State, I mean, they're fun. Did you watch any of that game last night, Smitty?
I didn't see any of that game.
That's
U of H play. I watched the majority of that game.
They got a dude that dominates the ball, that can create and has a little bit of an awkward game that's hard to defend because he takes high level difficult shots, but can knock them down. But then he distributes really well too. And they got a shooter. The kid's last name is Funk. That's why I keep talking about Texas A&M got Funk last night. Hey, he had 8 threes last night, bro. This dude is just lights out from anywhere. Texas is going to have their hands full. There's no doubt about it. That's going to be a fun game to watch Saturday as well. And then U of H. U of H obviously beat Northern Kentucky, and they've got Auburn Saturday at 6:10 p.m. That will be a hell of a ball game as well.
Basically a road game for them because you're playing Auburn in Birmingham, Alabama, which is right up the street. So, you know, U of H is going to have to play their cards right and come out and play their A game if they want to advance to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
And just a few minutes ago, guys, Sasser said he's playing.
Yeah.
Sasser.
Yeah, he went ahead. All the other reports out there from everybody else, he said he's playing. So we'll see how that player report right there pulls a Lance McCullers. We'll see how that I'm talking about giving his own injury report. I'm not talking about the injury itself. So easy, everybody. We'll see how that ends up ends up working out. But we'll keep you updated on the tournament here as we move forward. Here's the deal, Tyler.
That tournament was brought to you by TDECU, right?
Yes, you're right. Okay, that's it. Sure. My man Smitty.
That's right, it is.
It is. That's your Sports Radio 610 tournament update brought to you by who? TDECU.
We love you.
Oh, boy, it takes a team now. Ain't no doubt about it, man. It takes a team, especially when Ron the Show Ugly is out of town. But real quick, Tyler, y'all had one job last night, man. The Maggies, I mean, I had this thing built up. I mean, I don't even know. Half of our listeners out there probably weren't even college basketball fans, and I got them built up to this. Man, Saturday's going to be really good. We're going to get an Arkansas-KU matchup. We're going to get a Texas-Texas A&M matchup. Y'all had one job, kind of like the kicker. You got one job, man. We just go out there, put it between the uprights, game's over, let's go to the house. And y'all go out there and mess the bed. You were out there shooting me Snapchat videos of you taking a damn shot of tequila an hour before tip.
Yeah, I was getting primed and ready for that game, man. An all for naught, because that was a tough watch.
Are you one of those guys that when it starts, do you like when it starts going downhill, do you just start pounding more? I don't know if I've ever seen.
No, I
don't think I've ever been out with you in a moment where A&M was messing the bed. Have we?
No. Yeah. There's been plenty of moments where they have messed the bed, but I don't think we've been together. No, I'm not a guy that kind of, I guess, tries to numb the pain or whatever, you know, if I'm upset. I don't drink any more than I normally would. But I probably stayed out a little longer than I was going to last night, just because the buddies I was with, they were a lot more broken up than I was. And they were like, man, I ain't going home yet. So I stayed out a little longer. But I didn't increase my alcohol intake because the Aggies sucked so bad.
They just one-more'd you to death, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that was rough, man.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna get the Saturday that I wanted because A&M did mess the bed.
Would've been right?
Which, by the way, there's some rumors out there that Buzz Williams have been tied up with Jack Easterby in some way, shape, or form.
So this
you can probably blame that on Jack Easterby too.
And I will if that's true.
Did John Lopez know this, by the way? Have you heard John Lopez? Because I know Easterby makes his damn skin crawl. I mean, Buzz Williams being connected to Jack Easterby could
could be bad. Yeah, I didn't hear Lopez talk about that, but I have seen that being floated around on Twitter, the whole Buzz Easterby deal, and I hope it's not true. Good God. Last thing the maroon and white need is Jack Easterby to him.
Y'all damn sure don't need Easterby up there in College Station. He'll be following people home, putting cameras on cars and trackers on cars and stuff. Again, you better be careful.
T Mill, you've been an Aggie fan from the jump, so you've been part of this rivalry with UT since you can probably remember. Is it better for you to have had an opportunity to beat them head up and beat them head up? Or is it would have been better that like they didn't make it? Like if you're a UT fan right now, are you laughing more because the team that you hate couldn't even make it to you, or you have much rather have beaten them head up and then you would have felt better about it?
I think a lot of Longhorns and Aggies, if they're honest with themselves, we're all pulling for this kind of matchup. Anytime the Aggies and Longhorns lock up, I think if we're honest with ourselves, you want that because it's just so great, man. I mean, I've experienced it in basketball, football, with the Longhorns and Aggies facing off, and there's nothing like it as far as a rivalry to me. But at the same time, like if I'm an Aggie and we got through and the Horns did, if I'm a UT fan today, I'm making fun of the Aggies. I'm giving them all the hell because you didn't even get you. We were sitting here ready for you. We were ready for this matchup, Longhorns, Aggies, and y'all couldn't get it done. So, yeah. I've been getting torched on Twitter, and I say just keep it coming because it's well deserved.
I'll tell you one thing that I didn't like, Tyler. I don't want to pile on here.
Yes, you do. But we're gonna do it anyway.
You remember the year y'all had UCLA? I think y'all were at their place, if I remember correctly.
The comeback?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was at their place, right?
I can't remember that, but I remember the comeback.
It's the Kane game.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kane game. Trayvon Williams, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Got to Kane after they took the big lead early in the ball game, and kind of, and then they ended up
one of the worst games I've ever witnessed as a fan. It was the football game, to be clear. I know that's what you're talking about.
Yes. Well, after I watched that game last night,
freaking you know, Josh
I'm not a guy to throw stuff in people's face. I'm just not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But after the ball game, after that shellacking, they uh, they flash back to some warm-up highlights where one of y'all's players in warm-ups is dunking, jumping over another player dunking, and there's almost like a choreographed.
Oh, God.
It's almost a choreographed. You know how they do it now to where somebody will act like they're dunking in the middle of some kind of choreographed dance. Everybody jumps at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to do that kind of stuff in warm-ups in the tournament, you can't go out there and be down by 20 the whole game.
Yeah, you can't lay an egg.
You can't do it.
I'm with you. Yeah, absolutely.
That's just, like, you can't break a cane out and then lose a 20-some-odd point lead. Like, you just can't do it.
I hate Josh Rosen, by the way.
That's right. It was Josh Rosen. I forgot about that. That was in my guy Summy. That was back in Summy's days.
That was the first game of that season. You know, we come out, we jump out to a big lead. Oh my God, is this finally the year?
Yes.
The Texas A&M Aggies are going to, because UCLA was a ranked team, we're looking good. And that second half happened.
I was in a bad place. You remember that, Smitty? Do you remember seeing that?
No.
If you're not, Trey, if it's not you, man, I'm sorry, but damn it, I think it's you. He was a baller at A&M, and he scored, and they're running the score up in the first half. When he comes to the sideline, and I don't remember the story behind the cane, if it was just kind of like a turnover change.
It was a turnover cane.
He grabs the cane before, they give him the cane before he ever gets off the field.
Pimp cane.
And so it's a pimp cane. So he's in
you. This is like,
I mean, Josh 19? Rosen, so it had it
was
to be late
19,
late,
maybe?
I think it was two years after Johnny left. I think, or it may have been more.
So 17, 18, somewhere okay. in there, maybe. So, but anyway, he just straight pimped it with this cane, and the cane striped, and it's like you can't. The highlight went everywhere, and then they lost a huge lead and lost the ball game in the second half. It was just a bad one of those celebrations that would have been really cool if they won, but it went really south. So the cane never surfaced again. All right, we got.
Sounds like the Letterman jacket.
That's right. Hey, there you go. That's right.
Very similar.
That sounds about right. All right, we got big time news for all the Cougs out there. It's March Madness. The tourney's rocking and rolling, and the Cougs they play a huge ball game Saturday. And there's some question marks. We'll get you. We got good news on that front. We'll get you updated on that, as well as some good news on the Astros front. We got good news coming from everywhere on the drive today, man. What the hell? We'll do all that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.